evening, everyone, and welcome to Bakersfield, Missouri, on what we're calling St. Jude Night as the Thayer Bobcats get ready to battle the Bakersfield Lions here in non-conference basketball action. Our game tonight brought to you by the Palace Drug in Mammoth Spring in Salem, Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer, the Pizza Inn of Thayer, Shelter Insurance Roger Foley in Thayer, the Community First Banking Companies in West Plains, Mountain Grove in Thayer, Taylor Groovage Chevrolet Buick GMC of West Plains, the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Remax Real Estate Exchange, Alex and Kylie O'Neill in Thayer, the Baxter Regional Health System's Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, Hurst Feed and Farm Supply of Thayer, Monty's Outdoors of West Plains, Ozarka College, the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, FNBC Community Bankers, and Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. This day is number one ranked 14-1 Thayer Bobcats to take on the Bakersfield Lions here in Ozark County. We just completed a pie and baked goods auction for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital between the junior varsity and our varsity game coming up. It went extremely well. We're going to talk with Mr. Andrew Eckman from Shelter Insurance in West Plains, who is in charge of that auction, find out what the grand total was coming up during the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. Welcome to the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic pregame show. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back to talk about this one in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats! Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a Shelter Insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
And we're back here at the Bakersfield High School in Ozark County getting ready for our game tonight. The Thayer Bobcats and the Bakersfield Lions. JV game already completed tonight. It was Thayer with the win in that one. And we expect to see a good one here tonight, talking to the coaches here at Bakersfield. And they're having a pretty good season. And but they know they got a tough task ahead of them tonight with the state's number one ranked Class 3 Thayer Bobcats. And talking to Coach Matt Pitts, he says it seems like everybody is finally healthy from a physical and from the sickness standpoint. And, of course, that's kind of been going through the Thayer basketball team over the last couple of weeks. I've had kids out with flu-like symptoms. I've had some kids quarantined with the pandemic going on and the COVID-19. And nobody's actually had COVID-19, but had to be quarantined because family members had it. So it's kind of been going through, and of course, when you get to that situation, then kids miss practice, they get behind, they lose a little bit of their physical endurance, but Coach Pitts says it's been really good the last 4 or 5 days. They've really worked hard getting in the gym and getting ready to get this, what you might call the second half of the season, underway. Of course, after tonight, Thayer Bobcats will head to Bolivar, Missouri, where they play in the 84th annual Bolivar Liberator Men's Tournament. As the Thayer Bobcats are the number 2 seed in that tournament, and the number 1 seed is the number 1 ranked in Class 5 Bolivar Liberators. So we expect to have a great tournament up in Bolivar on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So a little chance for a tune-up tonight for the Thayer Bobcats before they head up to Bolivar. Well, say thanks to some of the Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the ball game tonight. They include the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring and Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, the Thayer Walmart Store, Country Cottage Cafe, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, Thayer Plant and Thayer Farm Center, the Langley Animal Clinic, and the First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring. We're a couple of minutes away from the announcement of the starting lineups. We'll take another break. You're listening to the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Bobcat pregame show. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports.
Hi, this is Taylor Grewball with Taylor Grewball Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. 2021 was a great year, but 2022 is going to be even brighter, especially since we have our new lighting installed on the lot. Now you can see the best price anytime, day or night.
Find new roads at Taylor Grewball Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grewball Chevrolet in West Plains.
When you look for a new home with a REMAX agent, you get a market expert who can help every step of the way. And to squeeze a bunch of those ways into this radio ad, we enlisted the help of someone who's had, oh, way too much coffee.
REMAX agents are area experts who know every street, side street, highway, byway, every listing. So you can tell them what you want, and they'll be like, yes. Then show you a bunch, and you'll be like, yes! And bing, bang, boom, you have a home!
And that's just a few of the ways a REMAX agent helps you every step of the way. Visit REMAX.com or download the REMAX app to find your agent.
Each office independently owned and operated.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Back here at Bakersfield. Nice job on the national anthem, and we're getting ready for basketball here from the Bakersfield High School Gym. And of course, if you joined us here late, they had a great auction for St. Jude, and I'm excited to hear what the grand total is going to be when we hear that coming up at halftime. And of course, all the money going to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Just check your starting lineup. First up with the Thayer Bobcats wearing the green, trimmed in the white tonight. Of course, they'll be the visitors on the scoreboard here at Bakersfield. And they'll start with the five seniors. It'll be Gage Pitts, the senior, wearing number 3. Landry Pitts wearing number 10. Jordan Andrews, the All-Stater, wearing number 22. Lane Grimes wearing number 24. And Keaton Nicholson, the big man in the middle, wearing number 35. For the Bakersfield Lions, it'll be number 10, Ethan Connor, along with number 33, Jake Freiman. Number 34, that is Trace Luna. Number 21 is Hunter Lashley, as you can see what I wrote down there. And I believe number 14, Connor Jones. No, that's not right. Number 30, the other starter, that is Mason Bean. Connor was out there and by the starters. All right, here we go. 8 minutes on the clock. Both teams get a little final word of encouragement from their coaches. Thayer Bobcats take the floor. Bakersfield Lions take the floor, and we are set to go. Hope you enjoyed our Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Bobcat pregame show. Again, it'll be Cotter, Lashley, Bean, Freiman, and Luna for the Bakersfield Lions. For the Thayer Bobcats, Pitts, Andrews, Grimes, and Nicholson. Number 10 to jump it up, Ethan Cotter for the Bakersfield Lions, and Keaton Nicholson for the Thayer Bobcats. Three-man officiating crew, good crowd on hand, and things are up, and we are underway. Bobcats win the tip. Gets the ball to Gage Pitts at the top of the key, and the Bobcats get into the offense here. They're going to go four across and get it down in the left corner for Landry Pitts. Landry pulls it out, gives it to Grimes around the horn to Nicholson. Now to Gage Pitts on the right side wing. Gage kicks it back out on top. Now open to Grimes. Grimes down to the baseline. Nicholson out top for Andrews for three. Bingo! Jordan Andrews hits his first three-pointer of the night. That's brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. And the Bobcats are off and running, up 3-0. Bakersfield working around the perimeter on the other end. Number 10 with it out front. That is Ethan Cotter. He'll give it up to Fryman. Fryman going into the lane. Has the ball poked away. Gets it back. Dishes it back out in the corner. And Bobcats playing that aggressive 1-3-1 zone. Ball goes to Fryman. Fryman holds it on top. Is it back to Cotter. Cotter swings it on the left side to Bean. Bean down in the corner. Now into the lane for Luna. He kicks it back outside. Three-point shot. No good. Rebound by the Thayer Bobcats. Here they come. Jordan Andrews pushing it up the floor. A minute into the first quarter. Thayer on top early. Here's Grimes for three off the left wing. It's good. Lane Grimes just his first shot of the night. Another three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. And Thayer on top early, 6-0. Bakersfield working around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone. Got it on top to Bean. Bean has it taken away by Gage Pitts. Gage will drive to the bucket for the lay-in. So Gage Pitts on the board, and Thayer out to an 8-0 lead, and Bakersfield's Coach Gardner wants a timeout. 8-0 Thayer Bobcats lead, a minute 30 to go, or into the first quarter. We'll be back to Bakersfield in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Well, 6:29 to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats have jumped out to an 8-0 lead. A pair of threes, one by Jordan Andrews, another by Lane Grimes. Gage Pitts with a steal and a layup. And Thayer Bobcats are off and running here at Bakersfield. Just underway in the first quarter. And Bean brings the ball up the floor for Bakersfield. Swings it on the right side to Cotter. Cotter back out to Bean on top. Oh, and he traveled with the basketball. Started to make a pass. The Bobcats closed the passing lane. And he tried to stop and drug the pivot foot. Well, Bakersfield will turn it over. Thayer Bobcats have got it back with an 8-0 lead. Quick into the front court. They get it to Andrews. Andrews switches places and gives it down in the corner for Pitts. Back out top to Andrews. Left side Grimes. Bounces it down to Landry. Pitts in the lane. Turnaround jumper is up. That one's no good. And rebound taken by Fryman for Bakersfield. He'll lob a pass down in the corner. Quick trigger on a three. It's good. Ethan Cotter from Bakersfield from deep in the corner. First bucket of the night. Here's Grimes for three on the other end for Thayer. That one's good. Lane Grimes, 2-for-2, shooting the three early. And the Thayer Bobcats are up 11-3. Bakersfield pushing it back down the other way. Now they'll slow it down. Work against this 1-3-1 matchup zone. They got it to Cotter. Cotter swings it down the left corner to Luna. Luna cross court goes with it. Long shot is up. That one's no good by Fryman. And rebound taken by Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Gage Pitts. Got it up to Andrews for a long three. That one is no good. Bounces up over the backboard and goes out of bounds. And a foul going to be called on the rebound on Keaton Nicholson. He knew it immediately. Nicholson called for the foul will be his first. And we got our first substitution of the night. Nicholson will check out after that foul. And the big sophomore checking in. That, of course, is Aiden Burns. And number 21, Lashley, out of the game. Number 12, Morris Collins checks in for Bakersfield. Cotter brings the ball into the front court, gives it over to Collins. Collins back out on top to Bean. Bean working against the defense of Burns, couldn't shake him. Got it up in the right corner for Luna. Luna back outside, goes cross court with a pass for Collins. Collins back out top to Bean, got it right back in the corner. Moves to the baseline, kicks it out to the wing. Now on top, Bean trying to penetrate. Bobcats cut him off. Got it outside. Long shot is up by Cotter. No good. And rebound taken by Burns. And here comes Aiden Burns. On the drive, spins to the top of the key. Kicks it back out to Andrews. Now to Grimes in the corner. Can he go 3-for-3? Yes, he can. Lane Grimes is 3-for-3, shooting the three-pointers. That one brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. They are up 14-3 with 4:28 to go in the first quarter. Bakersfield working it down to Cotter. Now on the left baseline. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, Landry Pitts. Landry will lead the break the other way. Bobcats on the run. Pitts got it down to Gage on the baseline. Draws the double team. Kicks it out to Landry. Landry going inside Grimes. Back out to Burns at the elbow. Burns looking for the open man. Got it to Gage. Pitch for three. That one's good. Gage Pitts with his second bucket. First three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. And the Thayer Bobcats are up 17-3 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. And Coach Gardner wants another timeout for Bakersfield. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Outfit your late season adventure with a trip to Monty's Outdoors. Shop and save 20% off Under Armour and Smart Wool base layers. Save 40% off Columbia Omni Heat jackets and winter fleece. Save 40% off camo outerwear by Drake, Nomad, and Element Outdoor. And don't forget your boots. Muck and lacrosse boots, good for any season after many delays, are finally arriving daily. Add gloves, socks, and beanies, and you're all set for that late season adventure at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
The Thayer Bobcats have already hit 5 3-pointers. We're only 4 minutes into the ball game. Gage Pitts with one, Jordan Andrews with one, and Lane Grimes 3 for 3 shooting the 3-point shot. And the Thayer Bobcats jump out to a 17-3 lead over the Bakersfield Lions. We'll say thanks to some of our Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight helping to bring you the game. They include Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Penny Lane Accounting, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, and Farm Bureau Insurance. Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton. Bakersfield coming with the basketball. Bean is bringing it across the timeline. He'll be met there by Burns in that 1-3-1 matchup. That's what makes this defense so good. Burns out there at about 6'4", got those long arms. And here's Bean going all the way to the basket, puts up a shot, no good, rebounded by Gage Pitts. Thayer with a 3-on-2, got it to Jordan Andrews, who spins around the defense and scores. What a layup by Jordan Andrews, and Thayer up now by 19-3. Bakersfield puts it out on top. Cotter will give it up to Collins. Collins working it to the left side of the floor and gives it right back to Cotter. Out at the top of the key, he has scored the only bucket for Bakersfield. Now the ball poked away from him, and a foul going to be whistled on the Thayer Bobcats. Foul's going to be on number 10, Landry Pitts. That'll be the first of the night on Pitts. Second team foul on the Thayer Bobcats here in the first quarter. And Bakersfield will inbound it. Non-shooting foul. They'll inbound it down along the baseline to the right side of the glass. Looking to bounce it in the middle. Nobody open. Oh, they did get a man open. Nice play. And Jake Simon will get the delay in for Bakersfield. So the Lions are back on the board. Thayer Bobcats with it. The offensive end. Burns driving the baseline. Kick it out to Grimes. Grimes swings it to Andrews for three more. Yes, sir. Jordan Andrews with his second three-pointer of the night. And he's got 8 points here. Another three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. They are getting it done tonight from downtown. And now Bakersfield going to throw it away against the defense down on the other end of the floor. So with 2:58 to go in the first quarter, Thayer got the ball back up 22-5. Gage Pitts are walking up across the timeline right through the middle of the big lion in the middle of the floor here at Bakersfield High School. Here's the give to Aiden Burns at the free throw line. Gets it down to Andrews in the corner. Three more. That one rattles in and out. No good. And rebound taken by Cotter for Bakersfield. Long lead out to Bean. Bean crosses it. Got it over to Fryman. Shot is up. No good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and will shoot two. That may be on Andrews. And they call him 22 or 24. Foul on the Thayer Bobcats. And that one will send number 33, Jake Fryman, to the free throw line. And the free throw for Fryman bounces off the rim, no good. He's shooting two. First one, no good. He will shoot another. Fryman has scored 2 of the 5 points for Bakersfield here in the first quarter. Number 33, Jake Fryman, looking for his 3rd point. This one is up, and that one's no good. Rebound taken by Keaton Nicholson for the Thayer Bobcats. Foul, by the way, on Landry Pitts a moment ago. For Thayer, his 2nd. Thayer with the basketball. Andrews driving the baseline. Goes up and over the side of the rim for the layup. Andrews now with 10 first quarter points, and Thayer's up 24-5. Just over 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Been an impressive offensive performance. And here's Cotter with a 3-ball on the other end for Bakersfield. No good. Nicholson yanks down the rebound. Thayer's on the run again. Gage Pitts up the middle of the floor. Dumps it down the corner to Grimes for 3. That one's no good. And the rebound taken by Fryman for Bakersfield. Jake Fryman, he weaves his way up the court. Still got it. Out between the circles. Swings it to Bean on the right side. Now outside to Collins. And around the horn it goes to Cotter. Cotter bounces this one to the elbow for Luna. Luna driving down the left side of the lane. Nicholson cuts him off. He'll give it up to Cotter. Trying to drive the baseline. Bobcats have got it double-teamed. And back outside now. And going to a cutter in the lane. That is Collins. Couldn't hang on to the pass. Got it back. Shoots no good. And rebound taken by Lane Grimes. And here come the Bobcats again. Gage Pitts down to Burns. Burns up and under the rim and puts it in on the offside. Aiden Burns off the bench with his first two tonight. He took off on one side of the rim, double pump, little yo-yo, and then laid it up on the other side. Boy, he's got some hop. Bakersfield with it on the offensive end with a minute eight to go here in the first quarter. Thayer has poured 26 points in. Here's a nice feed in the middle for Bakersfield. Got it to Luna, couldn't hit the shot. Bobcats rebound it, get it out to Nicholson. Nicholson will hand it to Gage Pitts in the corner. Gage will shake and bake, and around the horn it goes for Thayer. Off to Grimes, now baseline. Burns shoots it from 15 feet and nailed it. So Burns has hit two in a row, and the Thayer Bobcats are up 28-5. We're down to 40 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Bakersfield with the ball. That is Fryman. Fryman moves into the lane, kicks it back outside, and got it back on the wing. He says, change places with me to start over. 28 seconds to go now. Bakersfield wings it over to Cotter. Cotter looking baseline, nobody open. He'll give it back out to Bean. Bean takes it to the top of the key on the dribble drive. Now gives it back to Cotter. Fakes right, moves left, going down to the baseline. Looking for a shot. Bobcats cut him off. Back out with 10 seconds to Collins. Collins now to Fryman on top. Fryman moving off a screen. Dribbles to the free throw line. Ball almost stolen. Fryman gets it back. Shoots no good. That's the end of our first quarter. Our score 28-5. Thayer Bobcats lead the Bakersfield Lions here in Bakersfield. We'll be back with our second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
FNBC is committed to being an active part of the communities we serve. For many years, FNBC has been a proud partner with K-Country 95 in its efforts to raise money for the children of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Hi, this is Monica Bowers with FNBC Mammoth Spring office. My family and I have been personally impacted by the life-saving treatments provided by St. Jude. I invite you to join us this year in supporting the K-Country 95 St. Jude Radiothon. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If the referee makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when selling your property. Listings are scarce and buyers are ready. It's never been a better time to list. Call me, Denise Cunningham, your realtor at Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Well, Thayer Bobcats out to a 28-5 lead over the Bakersfield Lions here at the end of one quarter play. Bakersfield will open the second quarter with the basketball. Lashley, by the way, has checked back into the game for Bakersfield. So it looks like the Lions are back to the starters on the floor, and they inbound it to Ethan Cotter. Cotter swings it left side to Fryman. Back out to Cotter on top. Lions working around the perimeter of the Bobcats zone. Ball goes left side. Now back on the wing. And passed into the middle is stolen by Gage Pitts for Thayer. Bobcats on a 2-on-3. Gage Pitts going all the way to the rim. Missed the shot. Nicholson with a rebound. Misses that one. Looking to go back up with it. A little baby hook shot, no. Landry Pitts with a rebound, no. Keaton Nicholson got it back and scores. Keaton Nicholson worked harder for that 2 points than he worked for 2 points all year. First two of the night for the Bobcats senior big man. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul out top on Aiden Burns. Bean got a step on Aiden, and Aiden had to kind of hold him. So Aiden Burns called for the foul. That'll be team foul number 4 on the Thayer Bobcats. Bakersfield will inbound it on the near side. Got it in to Mason Bean. He works it to the top of the key, swings it on the left side wing for Collins. Collins back out to Cotter, wanted to take the three, but Burns was right there in his face. They'll kick it back out to Luna. Luna going back over to Mason Bean, now left side. To Collins, number 11, Tiller is checked in. Tiller gives it back over to Luna. Luna down to the baseline, trying to throw it in the middle. Ball is stolen. Come the Bobcats on the break. They give it to Andrews. Andrews all the way to the rack on the left side, lays it in. Jordan Andrews with 12 points already in the game. And it's 32-5. Bakersfield with the ball again. Got it down to Cotter in the corner. Bobcat defense, we talk about the offense a lot, but this defense is really good. Here's a rebound off a missed shot for Bakersfield. Back up, no good. And a rebound to Nicholson, and he leads to break the other way. Nicholson pulls it up on the right wing, looking for an open man. Feeds it way out top to Andrews. Andrews over to Gage Pitts in the left side corner. Thought about taking a three, doesn't. Feeds it back to Andrews. Now to Nicholson. Nicholson to Landry Pitts. He'll dump it inside to Andrews. Oh, to Burns for three. That one is, oh, in and out. No good. And the rebound taken down by Luna for Bakersfield. Actually, it was Lashley. I'm sorry, number 21. He gives it up to Bean. Bean down the right side of the lane is going to be fouled. That'll be on Aiden Burns. That'll be number two on Burns. Well, that's twice that Bean has got to step on Burns, and Burns couldn't do anything other than foul him, keep him from getting the bucket. Now Lane Grimes will check back in for Thayer. Burns will come out with his two fouls. And it looks like number 12, Morris Collins, back in the game now for Bakersfield. Again, non-shooting fouls. Bakersfield inbounds the ball, got into Fryman. Fryman going up with a shot is going to get fouled and will go to the line and shoot two free throws. Foul is on number 10, Landry Pitts, and I've got Landry now for three. Pitts called for the foul. Fryman at the line, misses the free throw. Number 33, Jake Fryman, misses the free throw. He will shoot another. It is up, and that one's good. Well, Fryman finally got one dialed in. He's got 3 points in the game, and Bakersfield with the first point of the second quarter. It's now 32-6. Thayer with a basketball, working it down to Andrews in the lane. Andrews, oh, bad pass. That one's stolen by Bakersfield. Good defensive play by Bakersfield to collapse in the middle. They've got the ball back. Number 10, Ethan Cotter on the left side wing. Quick pass in the lane to Fryman. Fryman dribbles one time, pulls up, faces the bucket, now gives it back out to Cotter. Quick trigger on a three. That one is no good. And a rebound taken by Lane Grimes, and he's going to get fouled on the rebound. Fouls on number 12 for Bakersfield. Morris Collins will be his first of the game. And the first team foul on Bakersfield comes with 5.5 minutes to play in the first half. They are up by 26. It is 32-6. Bobcats working around the perimeter. Got it down to Landry Pitts. Now Andrews inside for Gage Pitts. Pulls up, 10-foot running jumper, no good. Rebound Landry Pitts, got it back to Andrews. He'll pull up for three. That one's off the front rim, no. Rebound off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats will go out of bounds. It'll be Bakersfield ball with 5 minutes to go in the half. Bakersfield will bring it the other way, looking for points. They need a bunch. They need them in a hurry. Our game tonight brought to you in part by your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including the law offices of Fred O'Neill and the 11 Point River Title Company and Willow Springs Realty, Solomon Cornelius. Bakersfield on the offensive end, got the ball down the left corner to Cotter. Cotter out front to Luna, back to Cotter. He swings it cross court to Fryman. Fryman gets the pass off to number 34, Luna, and he shoots and scores. Luna just inside the free throw line. Nice offensive set there for Bakersfield. And Thayer with the ball back on the offensive end. Bobcats with the five seniors in there now. Here's a give to Andrews. Steps into the lane. Kicks it out to Gage Pitts from the corner. The three-point shot is no good. Rebound taken by Keaton Nicholson. Got it over to Andrews. He throws up a little running one-hander. That wouldn't drop. And Thayer resets it. They go right side to Grimes. Now Gage Pitts in the corner to Landry for three. That one's good. Landry Pitts with another three-pointer. His first made bucket of the night. It's brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. 35-8. Thayer Bobcats lead it now. Bakersfield with the ball. Fryman getting it down inside. Here's a shot blocked by Gage Pitts. Got it to Andrews. Will fly to the basket and score. Jordan Andrews with 14. Jordan was trying to get his feet set to dunk that ball, and Bakersfield got back there and bothered it. Here are the Lions with it. Number 12, Collins. Steps into the lane on the dribble. Feeds off to Cotter. Back out to Collins. Collins down the left side of the lane trying to throw one inside. Ball goes out of bounds over the head of number 21, Hunter Lashley. So Bakersfield turns it over with 3.5 minutes to go. And Thayer will come the other way with a 37-8 lead. Bobcats with the five seniors on the court right now. Gage Pitts bringing the ball up the floor. Feeds it top of the key to Lane Grimes. Lane over to Andrews for three out of the corner. That one's no good. Bakersfield down the rebound. Ethan Cotter. Cotter, long lead pass up the floor for Luna. Goes all the way down to the baseline. Kicks it cross court to Fryman for three. That one's no good. And the rebound taken by Andrews. Here come the Bobcats. Gage Pitts eyes a three. Now spins in the lane. Bounces off the window. No good. And the rebound taken by Bakersfield. The Bobcats open the game red hot. And they've kind of cooled off here a little bit. Bakersfield with the ball on the other end. Cotter going to fire a long three-point. shot. It's good. Ethan Cotter with a three, his second one of the night for Bakersfield. That makes it 37-11 with 2:40 to go in the first half. Stay tuned for the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report, and we're going to find out how much money was raised tonight for St. Jude. Thayer Bobcats with basketball. Grimes on the right side wing, down to Gage Pitts, fakes the three, gives it back out to Grimes. Now Nicholson and Andrews on the left side wing. So Landry Pitts back out to Andrews. Andrews steps in the lane, ball poked away by the defense. Picked up by Fryman for Bakersfield, and he is stolen by Grimes going the other way. Grimes long pass up the floor to Landry Pitts off to Gage for three. It's good. Second made three-pointer tonight for Gage Pitts, and another one brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics. And the Bakersfield Lions won another timeout. Minute 59 to go in the first half. Thayer up 40-11. We'll take a timeout. Back to Bakersfield in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
We're back to Bakersfield. A minute 59 to go in our first half. The Thayer Bobcats have hit 8 3-pointers in the first half. Two of them by Jordan Andrews. Three for Lane Grimes. Two for Gage Pitts. And one for Landry Pitts. And they lead it 40-11 with a minute 59 to go in the first half. Bakersfield called that timeout to settle things down a little bit. They've got it in the half court set. Ethan Cotter feeds it over to Mason Bean. Bean at the top of the key. Gives it out to number 55, Cooper Massey, who just checked in. He'll give it up to Cotter. Cotter trying to pass this to the baseline, stolen by Landry Pitts. Landry brings up the floor, feeds it to Andrews. Now Gage down on the baseline to Nicholson. A little give and go to Gage. He scores off the window. Gage Pitts having a good night. He's in double figures already with 10. Second Bobcats in double figures here in the first half. Bakersfield with the ball working on the perimeter. Bobcat defense has limited Bakersfield to 11 points here in the first half. Bean's got the ball out front now. Brings it down in the corner to Luna. He'll bring it out top. Swing it on the right side. Cotter's got it there. Moves off a screen. Down to the left wing. All the way to the baseline. Elevates for a shot. It's no good. The rebound taken by the Thayer Bobcats. Gage Pitts with the rebound. Races up the floor. Pulls up with a long three. That one's off the back rim. No good. Andrews with a rebound. Dribbles to the bucket. Ducks under the defense and scores. Jordan Andrews with 16 on the night here in the first half. And with 45 seconds to go, looks like Bakersfield, they're going to walk it up. They're going to run some time off this clock. 44-11. Thayer Bobcats with the lead. Bakersfield with the ball. Ethan Cotter just holds it out near midcourt. Now the Bobcats come out to guard a little bit with 30 seconds to go in the first half. Cotter just holds it out front. Pitts is up on it. He's going to have to be careful. He's going to get a tip 5-second call. Pitts standing right with him. Now he dribbles away from him. Gets to the free throw line. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound. Thayer. Here come the Bobcats with 13 seconds. Got it to Andrews. He'll elevate for the jump. Andrews with a shot. He's got 18. Thayer Bobcats with 46 first half points. There's a long three for Bakersfield on the other end. It's good. Hit the front of the rim and bounced over for Ethan Cotter. His third three-pointer in the first half. He's got 9 for the game. And the Thayer Bobcats lead the Bakersfield Lions here at the intermission. 46-14 is your score. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats!
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your health care decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have high-dose flu shots in stock for seniors 65 and older. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
And we're back on the Pete's Inn Affair halftime report. The Affair Bobcats leading the Bakersfield Lions here 46-14. Bobcats have hit 8 three-pointers in the first half. And really, I mean, they jumped on top early, ran out to a 28-5 lead at the end of the first quarter. Didn't shoot the ball particularly well in the second quarter, but still managed to put 18 points on the board, and they lead it. And, of course, as always, Affair Bobcats playing great defense, limiting Bakersfield to just 14 points here in the first half. Now, between the JV and the varsity games tonight, and I know a lot of you are well aware, we had a pie and baked goods auction here, and all the proceeds going to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Andrew Ekman from Shelter Insurance in West Plains kind of put that all together along with the folks here at Bakersfield High School. Been doing this for several years, and Andrew's here with us now. Andrew, what is the number? What was the grand total on the amount of stuff you sold tonight?
Well, first off, Mike, I wanted to say thanks to all the Bakersfield people and also the Thayer fans. We had several Thayer fans that brought stuff, baked goods, and we want to thank them for bidding as well as the Bakersfield people. And it was a great night, and I'm telling you what, I was looking at the schools were out last week, Thursday and Friday, so it's hard to get the word out to everybody to bring a baked good. And I was getting a little nervous, and we didn't have very many items. And man, I'm telling you, everybody came in and emptied their pockets. So our grand total for monetary donations and the auction, $3,975.75. And I'm fixing to make that announcement and see if somebody can do $24.25 and make that an even four.
Yeah, well, maybe somebody can make that happen. If you'll hang on just a minute here, I'll make that happen.
That'll work. And real quick, I want to make mention that don't forget to go to my Facebook page, Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance. We have got a St. Jude auction going on there as well. Over 100 items listed. So you've got to go like Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance and bid on those items too. That ends February 2nd.
And again, thanks to the folks here at Bakersfield. That is amazing. Almost $4,000.
It's just absolutely unbelievable. And with the circumstances of COVID, schools letting out in the snow, people come through, and, you know, I get nervous every year about this. And God just continues to bless us and bless the kids at St. Jude. So all the glory goes to Him. And we want to thank everybody for coming out tonight and bidding.
All right, Andrew, we'll see you at the St. Jude Radio Pop.
I'll be there.
February 9th. Folks, you're listening to the Affair Pete's Inn Halftime Report. Both teams making their way back out on the court. I got to dig in my pocket here and find $24 to make that an even $4,000. So, folks, you're listening to the Affair Pete's Inn Halftime Report. The Affair Bobcats lead Bakersfield. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRH HHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We're proud to sponsor the St. Jude Radiothon again this year. Now, through February 5th, we will donate $50 per vehicle sold at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Find new roads and stop by and help us donate to a wonderful cause.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Welcome to your new home, guys.
We couldn't have done it without you.
Seriously.
Right?
Ready to buy a home? Whether it's a starter, a vacation, or a forever home, a RE/MAX agent has the market knowledge, experience, and skills to help find what you need, then secure the keys. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. Give our team a call at 417-264-6161. Each office independently owned and operated.
We're back at Bakersfield, and wow, $4,000 tonight for the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital selling pies and cakes and homemade bread. That was just absolutely phenomenal. That makes me feel good, doesn't it, you? Wow, thank you to the folks at Bakersfield and, again, the folks at Thayer that helped out here tonight. All right, we're ready to get our second half started. We never did get a chance to go through the halftime stats. I can just tell you that Jordan Andrews leads the Thayer Bobcats tonight with 18. 9 points real quick for Lane Grimes, 10 for Gage Pitts, 3 for Landry Pitts, 2 for Keaton Nicholson, and 4 for Aiden Burns. And for Bakersfield, led by Ethan Cotter with 9, 3 for Jake Fryman, and 2 for Trace Luna. And here we go, set for our second half. Looks like both teams with their starters back out on the court, with the exception of Burns in there in place of Landry Pitts to start the second half for the Thayer Bobcats. And here we go, Bobcats with the ball to start the second half. On the offensive end, they got the ball out front. Got it to Burns. Burns wings it on top to Nicholson. Nicholson now over to Grimes. Grimes going baseline. No, Landry's out there. Grimes is not out there to start of this second half. Landry pitch with the top of the key. Now to Burns. Burns looking to go to the basket. Gives it back outside to Grimes. So Grimes is out there. Who am I missing? Gage Pitts is not on the floor to start it. Here's Burns down to the baseline. Pulls up with a short jumper. That one rolls off the rim. Goes, gets his own rebound, and lays it in. Aiden Burns now with 6 points. First 2 points of the second half go to the Thayer Bobcats. Here they come on the break. Bakersfield with it. They got it over to Bean. Bean bounces it to the elbow for Luna. Luna back outside to Fryman. Fryman bounces one to the elbow again to Luna. Back outside. Long three-point shot is up and good. Number 10, Ethan Cotter. He has hit 4 3-pointers. He's got 12 points for Bakersfield, 12 of their 17. Thayer coming the other way. Baseline drive by Andrews. Kicks it back out on top to Grimes. Now to Landry Pitts with a three. That one's no good. Rebound taken by Bakersfield. Fryman takes it to the top of the key. Bobcats stop him right there. He'll hand it off to Cotter. Cotter lobs one down low to Luna. Luna back outside to Fryman. He shoots a three. That's no good. And the rebound bounces out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. 6:29 to go in the third quarter. 48-17, Thayer Bobcats lead the Bakersfield Lions. Bobcats taking their time, bringing it up the floor. Now Andrews picks up the pace, feeds over to Burns. Burns out on top to Grimes. Now to Nicholson to the cutter in the lane. That's Burns. He goes up and in. Burns now with 8. Looking to become the third Bobcat in double figures here in the game tonight. Lions push it up the other way. Fryman has it out top of the key. Swings on the left side wing to Bean. He'll take it out to the top of the key and run it from there for Bakersfield. Got it now to Cotter, just to the right side of the free throw circle. Down to Fryman on the left side. Fryman trying to go in the lane. Ball is going to go through everybody and out of bounds. He thought somebody was going to be there, and nobody was. So, turnover on Bakersfield. Thayer Bobcats gets the ball back. Under 6 minutes to go in the third. This one's been all Bobcats tonight. Thayer with it. Here's Andrews, going to fire a long three. That one bounces up off the rim, no good, and the rebound taken by Bakersfield. Oh, they got a release down the floor. Got it to Bean. He goes to the rim and lays it in. Number 30, Mason Bean, got behind the defense and got an easy bucket out of that one. Here come the Bobcats. Got it over to Grimes on the left side. Pumps another three. It's good! Lane Grimes in double figures hits his fourth three-pointer of the game. Thayer, that one brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Bakersfield with the basketball. Got it to Lashley. Lashley inside. Kicks it back outside to Bean. Now around the horn to Cotter. Thought about a three. Now puts it on the floor. Kicks it down to Bean. He'll fire a three ball. That one's off the front iron. No good. And Burns goes and gets the rebound for Thayer. Long pass up the floor to Andrews. Bobcats on the run. Andrews will shake and bake in the lane. Dumped it down in the corner. Oh, trying to get it to Grimes. He didn't see it coming. Grimes didn't see it coming, and Lane got tied up with somebody down there. And the defender reached around and grabbed him by the waist. So here comes Thayer with the basketball after the turnover, a rare turnover for the Bobcats here tonight. Bakersfield will swing it around to Freiman on the right side wing. Looking inside, nobody getting open. Now he's got a cutter. That's Cotter. Fakes right, moves left, and has to kick it back outside. Freiman's got it for Bakersfield. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. They'll go to Cotter now on the left. Gage Pitts jumps out on him as he has thought about taking another three. He's hit four of them tonight for Bakersfield. Lyons with it, working on the perimeter. Here's a pass to the outside. That one's stolen by Nicholson. Nicholson driving the floor, going all the way to bucket. Oh, and he carried it on the dribble. Nicholson tried to slow down and carried the basketball. Substitution here for Bakersfield. Luna, number 21 checks out. That is Lashley. And number 12 checking in, Morris Collins for Bakersfield. Collins has it on the right wing, brings it out front, pulls up his dribble drive, now feeds it out to Bean. Bean working off the screen at the top, trying to go down to Collins. Ball stolen by Grimes. Grimes got it out to Gage Pitts. They're running the floor. Bakersfield got back defensively. Bobcats go in the corner to Landry Pitts. Now back outside, around the horn to Burns. Fakes the three, got to the free throw circle, gives it back to Gage. Thayer working around the perimeter. Got up to Grimes on the wing. Going to Burns. Burns down the right side of the lane. Pulls up 12-footer. Good. Aiden Burns, 10 points now. That is the fourth Bobcat in double figures. And it's 55-19. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over Bakersfield. Lions coming the other way. We're going to get a whistle and a foul on the Thayer Bobcats as Ethan Cotter got a step and Keaton Nicholson is going to be called for the foul. I believe that's number two on Nicholson. And Bakersfield will inbound the ball. Neither team got in the bonus in the first half. Matter of fact, Bakersfield's only been called for one foul the entire game. Here's a give inside to Freiman. Freiman fakes, now shoots and scores. And again, a nice play on the inbound for the Bakersfield Lions. That's twice they've gotten buckets off the inbound on the baseline. Thayer on the other end got it in the offensive set. They'll kick it out on top and around to the right side to Andrews. Andrews takes it down to the baseline. Gives to Landry Pitts to Grimes. Now over to Nicholson. Nicholson down to Burns in the left corner. Back out top and around on the right side for Grimes. Another three-point shot is good. Lane Grimes absolutely lighting it up. The fifth three-pointer of the night for Grimes. And here's a ball inside for Bakersfield. Shot is up. Blocked by Nicholson. Loose ball picked up by the Bakersfield Lions. Good block by Nicholson. And Bakersfield's got it back. 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Lions got out to Bean. Bean to Cotter. Well, Bobcats jump out on him. He'll go into the lane to Freiman. Fakes. Now spins into the lane. Looking to go up and under the defense. And the ball goes off his hands out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Thayer with substitutions. Andrews and Walsh will check in for the Thayer Bobcats. Landry Pitts and Keaton Nicholson check out. 58-21. Thayer Bobcats with a lead. And we get a buzzer. Bakersfield getting another sub in. Aiden Tiller will check in. And Mason Bean will sit down. So Tiller in for Coach Gardner and the Bakersfield Lions. 2.5 minutes to go in the third. Thayer up by 37. We'll be under the turbo clock in the fourth quarter. Thayer working around the perimeter. Got it to Andrews. Andrews to Walsh. He'll fire a three. That one is off the back rim. No good. And we're going to get a foul on Lane Grimes on the rebound. Lane tried to go up over the top of Morris Collins and tip that ball out front. And Lane will call for the foul. Foul on Fast Lane Grimes. That's what it was known as on the football field. Fast Lane Grimes picks up his first foul. Bakersfield with the on the offensive end. Got the ball to Luna at the top of the key. He'll give it up. Now down to Tilly. Tilly will go to the free throw line, pull up the running one-hander. It's good. Tiller with a bucket for Bakersfield. And the Lions back to within 35. Thayer with the basketball. Andrews with it. Got it to Grimes. Grimes off to Walsh in the corner. He'll feed it out front to Andrews. Now Burns fakes right, moves left. Gets it down the corner to Walsh. Walsh looking at the cutter in the lane. That's Burns. He got it. Spins right. Pulls up. Jumper's good. Aiden Burns now with 12. He only had 4 in the first half. He scored 8 here in the third quarter. Makes it 60-23, Thayer. There's a little give and go to Fryman. Fryman couldn't hit for Bakersfield. And here come the Bobcats with a rebound. Gage Pitts got it. Long pass up the floor. Got it to Andrews. Back outside. Gage will fire the three. That one's off the back rim. Rebound. Burns has got it. Ducks under the defense. Lays it back up and in. Aiden Burns with 10 points in the third quarter. It's 62-23. Thayer. Bobcats back playing defense. Walsh. Oh, and here's another steal by Gage Pitts. Gage on the run. Got it out to Andrews. Andrews goes up for the layup. Andrews now with 20. That's his first 2 of the second half. Thayer leads to 64-23. Cotter on the other end for Bakersfield with a long 3-point shot. No good. Rebound Gage Pitts. 45 seconds to go in the third. Gage going to the hole. Steps all the way to the bucket. Couldn't hit it off the rim. Off the backboard. And the rebound taken by Fryman for Bakersfield. Fryman on the run. Behind the back pass to Cotter in the corner for 3. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound vaulted up and around. And Grimes has got it for Thayer. Grimes on the run. Alley-oops to Andrews. He scores. Andrews on the oop. Andrews now with 22. That's a beautiful pass from Lane Grimes. That's hard to do on the run. And Thayer now leading at 66-23. Bakersfield with it. 14 seconds to play in the third quarter. Looks like they'll hold for the final shot here of the third period. They get the ball on the left side for Tilly. Tilly has it stolen. It's taken away by Andrews, and Andrews is going to get fouled as he goes up the right sideline. Foul will be on Ethan Cotter. That'll be his first. And Thayer will inbound it with 3 seconds to go in the third quarter. And substitution here, number 12 checking back in. That is Morris Collins for Bakersfield. And Thayer will inbound it with 3 seconds. Got it to Andrews. Andrews going to a cutter in the lane. Shot is up. No good. It's the buzzer and the tip in. They're going to count it? Yes, they do. Gage Pitts with a tip in. At the buzzer, it counts. That makes our score 68-23. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Bakersfield Lions. We'll be back with our fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Back is set for our fourth quarter. We're playing under the turbo clock here. 66-23, Thayer Bobcats lead the Bakersfield Lions. Lions will have the ball first, and the Thayer Bobcats have got Rowan Spencer, Easton Pitts, Asa Walsh, Mark Spencer, and Dayton Burns in the ball game right now. So Bobcats with only one, well, no starters. Aiden Burns did not start tonight, so no starters on the floor now for Thayer. Bakersfield working around the perimeter of the Bobcat defense. This is basically the Bobcat JV team plus Aiden Burns. And here's a drive to the bucket for Bean, and Bean is fouled on the floor. Foul to go against Easton Pitts, number one, with his first foul. Non-shooting foul. Bakersfield will inbound down under the bucket. For some reason, they stopped the clock. They should be under a running clock here, 66-23. Bakersfield will inbound it down under the bucket. Number 21, Lashley, the trigger man, Got it into Tiller. Tiller tries to give it right back to Lashley, and he's going to get fouled. They're going to call that one on Mark Spencer of the Thayer Bobcats. Mark Spencer called for the foul. And another substitution. Tiller is out of the game. Number 34, Trace Luna. We'll check in for Bakersfield. Lions running the inbound play. Looking in the middle. Nobody open. They'll lob it way out front for Bean. Bean to the top of the key. Gives it up to Luna. Luna back outside to Bean. Looking to the high post. Nobody open. Now they get it there for Lashley. He kicks it outside. Long shot is up. In and out. No good. Rebound Rowan Spencer for the Thayer Bobcats. Got it out to Easton Pitts. Easton up the right sideline. Thayer will give it back to Burns. Burns with a big third quarter. Here's the Easton Pitts with a three. That one is no good. Rebound is going to go out of bounds. No, it's saved in by Bakersfield. And then they say off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. So it'll be Bakersfield. It'll be Thayer basketball. Bakersfield tried to save it in again and was standing on the end line, what they say. So Thayer will inbound the ball here. They'll bring it way out front to Asa Walsh. Got it down to Spencer in the left corner. 6:20 to go. Be a quick fourth quarter here. And, of course, coming up, we're going to join the Thayer and Mammoth Spring girls game going on down at the Mammoth Spring High School gym. That game will be can be heard currently at AM 1290 and FM 103.7 The Gift. Here's Walsh with a three-point try for Thayer, and it's good. Asa Walsh gets in on the three-point shooting binge tonight. I believe that is the ninth made three-pointer of the game for the Thayer Bobcats. Bakersfield with it. First 3 points for Walsh in the ballgame. Bakersfield got it to Bean. He'll fire one up in the corner. That one is an air ball, no good. Rebounded by Collins for Bakersfield. Got off to Connor for three. That's no good. Rebound Mark Spencer, and he's going to get fouled on the rebound. Foul will be on number 12, Morris Collins. And Morris Collins has been called for two fouls. Bakersfield's only committed three fouls in the entire game. Two of them to Collins. Now Lashley out of the ball game as Bakersfield will get number 33, Fryman, back out there. Thayer Bobcats inbound the ball. Bakersfield a little bit of backcourt pressure here. Easton Pitts will work it up for the Thayer Bobcats. Now the Lions pull it off. Pitts crosses the timeline, hands to Rowan Spencer. Bobcats really spreading the floor out here. Got it to Walsh. Walsh back outside to Pitts. Now over to Prince, who just checked in. He fires a deep one. It's no good. Rebound taken by Bakersfield. Now Brandon Prince is into the game in place of Aiden Burns. Bakersfield on the offensive end. Got it to Fryman. Fryman backing down to the defender. Kicks it back outside to Cotter for three. That one is no good. Scramble after the loose ball. Cotter got it and dribbles into the lane. Kicks it back outside. Fryman fakes the pass to the left. Moves right. Pulls up in the lane. Shoots. Counting the foul. Fryman with a nice bucket there. Number 33, Jake Fryman. And he's got 7 points in the ballgame. Foul on the Bobcats, I believe, was on Prince. And with 4:25 to go in the ballgame, Fryman up the line trying to complete the three-point play, and the free throw is up and good. So Jake Fryman with 8 points. Bakersfield led tonight by Ethan Cotter. He has scored 12. Thayer leads it now 69-26. Bobcats with a JV on the floor out there now. They get the ball swinging around the horn. Walsh going to try another one from three-point land. It's no good. And a rebound on Prince going over the back, trying to get the offensive rebound. He was on Fryman's back. And the foul on Prince will be his first. Substitution for Bakersfield, number 11, Aiden Tiller. Back in the ballgame for Bakersfield. We're down to 3:40 to go, so just a few minutes. We'll be heading down to the Mammoth Spring High School gym where the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Thayer Lady Bobcats are going at it. Here's Bakersfield with the ball on the perimeter. Got to Fryman. Long shot is up. No good. Rebound taken by Collins. Back out to Fryman. Fryman will give it on top to Luna. He thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Gives it back to Fryman. Long three-point shot. No good. Rebound. Rowan Spencer for Thayer. And he has it knocked away from behind. Ball is saved from out of bounds. And I got players all over the broadcast table here. Thought I was going to get runned over. Anyway, ball finally out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. It'll belong to Bakersfield with 3 minutes exactly to go in the ball game. We'll say thanks to some more of your Bobcat boosters tonight, including Forstler's True Value and Knapp Auto Parts. Here's a scramble after a loose ball on the floor, and the Bobcats come out of there with it. Get it down to Easton Pitts. He pushes it up to the baseline, looking for a shot, elevates. No, off the backboard. Bakersfield will rebound it. Forstler's True Value and Knapp Auto Parts, one of our Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight. Bakersfield on the other end, got it out top. to Luna. Luna down the right side of the lane. Pass over to Freiman. He shoots, scores, and is fouled. Freiman in double figures with 10. Foul will be on Easton Pitts. That'll be number 2 on Easton. And give us time to say thanks to Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer, Barton Electric, Mistake and Shake in West Plains, along with Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, the Alton Bank, Thayer Fitness and Nutrition, and Allen Supported Living. Freeman hits the free throw to give him 11 points. He's hit 2 straight old-fashioned 3-point plays. More substitutions here for Bakersfield. Number 23, Sean Talley will check in. Number 33, still out there, Freiman. And Tiller, number 11, Aiden Tiller is checked in. They have Bobcats with the ball, minute 45 to go. Thayer with a JV on the court, on the floor. Thayer, by the way, has only scored 3 points in this quarter. They swinging around the horn. Mark Spencer got it. Down to Easton Pitts for 3. That one's good. Easton Pitts with a 3-pointer out of the corner, and that is the 10th made 3-pointer tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. Bakersfield working around the perimeter, got the ball over to Collins, a 3-point shot, no good. Rowan Spencer down with another rebound. He's had 3 or 4 since he's been out there. Working the ball in the backcourt against Bean, takes it up across the timeline, feeds over to Pitts. Now to Spencer, Mark Spencer in the corner for 3. That one rattles in and out, no good, with 1 minute to go. Freiman rebounded for Bakersfield, runs the floor, into the lane, little running one-handers, good. Jake Freiman with 13. Thayer will inbound it with 50 seconds to go. This one's all over but shouting, folks. If you joined us late, $4,000 raised here tonight for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. We're going to get a whistle to stop playing a foul on Aiden Tiller for Bakersfield. He kind of got tied up out there with Rowan Spencer and going to be called for the push. And now more substitutions for Bakersfield. Number 42, Bo Bean will check into the game. Also checking in, who else? Number 14 checking in the game, Connor Jones. Thayer with it. Easton Pitts fakes it outside, got it inside to Prince, who lays it up off the window and in. Or was that Spencer? No, that was Spencer. I'm sorry, no. No, it was Prince. That was Prince on the bucket. Bakersfield the other way, shot is up. And that's good for big number 23, Sean Talley. And that's the buzzer to end the ball game. Your final score, 74-33. The Thayer Bobcats with a win tonight over the Bakersfield Lions here on St. Jude night in Bakersfield. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer post-game report in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil change.